Rejections happen. It's not the end of the world, though.
That's what I need to hear. But why do they happen? What are the visa gods looking for?
Well, good news first. Most rejections are actually for pretty basic stuff, things you can easily fix.
Phew. Okay, that's a relief. So, like, what kind of stuff? Aside from the obvious, like, passport being valid, which we already covered.
It's assuming all that's good. Yep. Typos are a big one. Dates being wrong or, you know, just missing info.
Seriously. They'll reject you for a typo.
Yep. They're super strict about accuracy. Like, one wrong digit in your passport number, bam, rejection.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to triple check everything now.
Good plan. And another thing, make sure the info on your application matches your passport exactly.
You mean like if my middle name's spelled out on one document but shortened on another?
Exactly. They cross-check everything.
Yeah.
Any inconsistency can be a red flag.
Makes sense. They want to make sure it's really me, I guess.
Right. And then, of course, the photo. We talked about how specific those requirements are.
Don't remind me. I still feel like a robot in mine.
But if it doesn't meet the rules, it's an easy reason to reject you.
All right. All right. Make sure my photo's perfect. What else?
Missing documents. Like that letter of invitation if you're staying with someone, not a hotel.
Ah, right, right. I'd probably forget that.
It happens. Or sometimes it's not missing, but it's not detailed enough.
Like if I just write, staying with my friend, they have a spare room, is that not going to cut it?
Probably not. They want details. You know,
yeah.
To see that you've actually got a plan.
Flight info, where you're going to be each day, that kind of thing.
Yep. Dates, addresses, all that.
Yeah.
Shows you're organized. You're not going to just disappear once you get there.
Right. Okay. So I got to be like extra thorough with all that.
Exactly. And one more thing. It seems obvious, but make sure you're actually eligible for the e-visa in the first place.
Right. Certain countries can't get them.
Yep. Use that eligibility checker tool, folks. We can't stress that enough.
Link in the show notes. All right. So let's say the worst happens. I get the email. It's a rejection. What do I do? Do I just give up on Egypt?
Whoa, hold on. No need to panic. First, read that rejection. Notice carefully. They have to tell you why you were rejected.
Okay, so it's like getting feedback, but for my visa.
Pretty much. If it's a simple fix, like a typo, you just correct it and reapply.
Do I gotta pay the fee again?
Usually not for simple stuff. But if it's more complicated, like something about your travel history, you might need to contact the Egyptian embassy.
Get a human involved, huh?
Sometimes, yeah. They can give you more specific advice, but honestly, most of the time, it's fixable.
Okay, that makes me feel better. So what's the best way to avoid all this rejection drama in the first place?
Well, everything we've talked about. Be prepared, double-check everything, and don't apply last minute. Give them time to process it.
No frantic all-nighters before my trip. Got it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Just be honest. Don't try to, you know, hide stuff or make things sound better than they are.
Right. They'll probably figure it out anyway.
Exactly. Be upfront, be genuine, and show them you're excited to experience Egypt. They like that.
Okay. So, honesty, organization, and enthusiasm. Got it. I'm feeling way more confident now.
That's what we like to hear. So there you have it. Everything you need to know about getting that Egyptian visa.
I'm ready to book those flights now. Pyramids, here I come.
Have an amazing time. And send us a postcard.
Will do. All right, everyone, that's it for our deep dive into Egyptian visas. Hope you learned something. Safe travels, everyone.